The fall bite is well underway. We've had lots of water push into the coast from freshwater rivers leading to the coast, as well as ample amounts of rain. That'll create low salinity levels in some areas, lots of muddy water. So those areas with saltier water, cleaner water, are generally going to be those areas where you're going to find the better bite. The sea trout bite's been pretty good, as well as the redfish bite. With all the water on these coastal areas, generally the better tide has been fishing those lower tide stages, both for redfish and for sea trout. You know, that would be low last of the outgoing, first of the incoming, generally the better tide. You can catch redfish in dirty water, muddy water. Reds don't seem to mind. They'll eat a live bait or a dead bait. That'd work fine. If it's murky conditions, you're pitching soft plastics, I always think you're going to have to hit that fish on the head to get them to bite. But the redfish bite has been pretty good. Good number of schooly redfish out there. Sea trout bite has been pretty good as well. Like I've been saying, generally the better bite on those lower tide stages due to lots of water on the coast, lots of water coming from inland rivers, as well as rainwater coupled with normal high tides, and that east wind could accentuate it. All those things being said, the fishing has been pretty good. There's lots of shrimp on the coast. Bait means fish, and we've been fortunate. We've had lots of bait. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on. Hope I see you. Hope this has been of help.